welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone's having an absolutely wonderful day today. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Oh, Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. And it's another beautiful day here in Central Florida. And this is the day the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. And I'm just excited. And you know, it's interesting, this morning I know Fox News was doing a show, and they and Gene brought me this story. He said that they said that 60% of the coronavirus cases, the COVID-19 now, that have basically swept the United States are from people who have left New York. In other words, New York got super infected, which we knew it was.
Wow.
That's what we told you guys, that you don't want to be in a big city. And now 60% of the cases that are basically in the United States are from New York. Now, I've talked about this, and I'm going to talk about it again right now. This is super politically incorrect. Nobody's talked about it but us. 70% approximately, I'm not going to put a real number on that, but it's going to be between 0 and 70%, somewhere in between, of the guys in New York City are gay. And these guys, a lot of them are very sexually promiscuous. A lot of them have AIDS, and they have compromised immune systems. And they're always sick, many of them. And these guys basically left the Big Apple and have gone all over the country fleeing for the hills and other cities that aren't as big as New York, hopped on airplanes and trains and buses and cars or whatever they had to get out of the city. And a lot of them were already affected with coronavirus. And now they're seeding it throughout the United States. We still have people coming in. I have a friend of mine who's a missionary right now in Southeast Asia, and a great friend. And she was able to get a flight. It was difficult, but she was able to get a flight out of the Cambodia area into the United States just this week. Now, think about that for a second. I'm glad she got home, but these flights have not been closed coming out of Asia. They've never been closed. Some of the ones from mainland China have been closed, but then the people are just finding other ways to get into the United States. So the time for containment's gone. It's done. I mean, we can do whatever we want to do. This thing's going to run through the population now, and it's going to infect who it's going to infect. And I prayed this morning for you guys. I prayed that every single person who's taking supplements, our Health Masters products that we pray for every single day, that every one of them walk in divine health and that this stuff doesn't touch them. And I prayed Psalm 91 over them. And why would I do that, and why would I single out you guys? Well, you guys are my family, and I love you guys, and I pray for you guys every day. And you're doing exactly what James says, you know, where it says where faith without action is meaningless. You guys are in there. You're taking your supplements. You're doing what you need to do. You're taking your potassium iodide, which, by the way, nobody else has talked about it really, except for Dr. Brownstein and me. You're taking your vitamin C, which they're now giving vitamin C as a treatment protocol for the folks in New York, finally. And, of course, you got to deal with, you know, the vitamin D3, which activates the macrophages. And see, if you keep your body's immune system strong, but again, we talked about yesterday, they don't want you to stay healthy. If Big Pharma wanted you to be healthy, they would have long ago, and the same thing with the FDA, they would have taken all these chemicals and compounds out of our food supply, like the fluoride, the aspartame, the hydrogenated oils, the trans fats, and all these different things where they've now regulated but haven't been completely removed out of our food supply. They would have done all that long ago, plus all the blue dyes and red dyes and all the chemicals that so many other countries have banned because of the links to cancer and the sodium nitrite, which causes colon rectal cancer. They would have taken all of that stuff out, and they certainly would have already gotten rid of Tylenol a long, long time ago, which is the number one cause of liver failure in the United States. They would have gotten rid of all of that stuff. But the pharmaceutical corporations run the planet, and they're pushing for a national plan to vaccinate every American. That's what they want. In fact, I've got an article here from the National Vaccine Information Center by Barbara Lee Fisher, Lowe Fisher, L-O-E Fisher, and I want to now read a part of what she wrote. She goes, scientists at the National Institutes of Health are working with a biotech company to quickly start clinical trials of an experimental messenger RNA vaccine. Told you, we warned you, and fast-track it to licensure. The FDA has not licensed messenger RNA vaccines that use part of the RNA of a virus to manipulate the body's immune system into simulating a potent immune response. It looks like the coronavirus vaccine will be the first genetically engineered RNA vaccine to be fast-tracked to licensure. Listen to this. Just like Gardasil, which we know has basically sterilized so many girls around the country and the world, was the first genetically engineered virus-like particle vaccine to be fast-tracked into licensure. There's likely to be lots of questions about whether the fast-track coronavirus vaccine was studied long enough to adequately demonstrate safety, especially for people who have trouble resolving strong inflammatory responses in their bodies and may be a greater risk for vaccine reactions. However, there is no question about what is to happen in the Centers for Disease Control Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices if they recommend all Americans get the newly licensed coronavirus vaccine. The government has a national vaccine plan. It is a plan designed to make sure you, your child, and everyone in America gets every dose of every vaccine that the government officials recommend now and in the future. Now think about what I'm saying. This is what they're going to do. They're also going to implement a nationwide electronic health records and vaccine tracking system. Today, the nationwide federally funded electronic health record system captures the details of every visit you make to a doctor's office, hospital, pharmacy, laboratory, or other medical facility, every medical diagnosis you get, every drug you've ever been prescribed, or every vaccine you've ever accepted or refused. Your electronic health record can be accessed not only by government health agencies like the Social Security Administration, Medicaid, and federal and state law and health law enforcement agencies, but can also be shared with authorized third parties such as doctors, health insurance companies, HMOs, and other corporations, hospitals, labs, nursing homes, and medical researchers. A new health information exchange initiated and funded by our government will make it even easier for computerized health and vaccine record databases to tag, track down, and sanction Americans who do not go along with a national vaccine plan in the future or who try to escape being vaccinated. I added that. What happened to the plan's duty to prevent adverse reactions to vaccines? Ironically, when Congress had directed the Department of Health and Human Services to create a national vaccine plan in the 1986 Act, federal health officials were told to put together a plan to achieve optimal prevention of human infectious diseases through immunization and to achieve optimal prevention against adverse reactions to vaccines. The plan was not supposed to focus solely on vaccine development and promotion, but to equally focus on preventing vaccine reactions. It has not done so. Guys, this is really, really interesting what's happening right now. I'm going to post this entire article on our website. It's by Barbara Lowe Fisher, and it's called The National Plan to Vaccinate Every American. And guys, it's so important that people understand what's happening here. Today, it costs a staggering $3,000 to give a child every one of the 69 doses of the 16 vaccines on the federal government signature. Think about that. That's hundreds of billions of dollars. In addition to coronavirus vaccine, now there are more than a dozen experimental vaccines being fast-tracked to the market for TB, influenza, HIV, AIDS, gonorrhea, herpes, strep A, strep B, E. coli, RSV, salmonella, and malaria, with hundreds more being developed in a global vaccine market estimated to balloon to nearly $100 billion by 2026. Now think through what I'm saying. What is in your vaccine? Will you be forced by gunpoint? Will you be strapped down to a gurney and administer this vaccine by force? What will our rights be in the middle of a national pandemic? Donald Trump knows, and Congress has even said, that he has powers that have never even been disclosed if he declares a national emergency as to what he can and will do. Now, think about that for a second. I mean, last night I was reading what Trump said. He says he wants everything reopened by Easter Sunday. Well, you know, that's directly to the evangelicals who have been supporting him. Now, if you think about it for a second. Easter Sunday, Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Easter Sunday, the angels came and rolled the stone away. Easter Sunday is when Christ was basically resurrected, and suddenly the United States gets resurrected from all of this quarantine on Easter Sunday. You can't have better press coverage than that for the evangelicals, because they won't even see the correlation and how they're being used and manipulated again by this administration. The evangelicals have gone completely loopy on this Donald Trump guy, thinking he's the second coming of Christ himself. They forget about all of the immoral stuff that he does on an ongoing basis, has done his entire life, and his association with organized crime figures and international banking cartels. They forget about all of that. And they just make him the basically, because he wants to rebuild the third temple in Jerusalem, they call him King Cyrus, and he wants to basically bring in the tribulation, which doesn't make any sense to me why they would want that, with the Antichrist coming out, as the book of Thessalonians says, and declaring himself God on the steps of the temple. This is what Donald Trump wants the Zionist group of the Kabbalists that basically run the planet who control him. Now, you think about the PR on all this. Easter Sunday, the country is resurrected. I mean, it doesn't get any better. I mean, if I was Edward Bernays, you know, he should be rolling over at his grave being gleeful with what we've been able to accomplish as far as the control of groupthink through national marketing and advertising. Almost literally every story in the headlines of Drudge now is this coronavirus. Remember, Drudge was compromised and had been sold and has come somehow, a lot of people are now saying, is not even being maintained by Matt Drudge anymore. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. I'm just telling you what I've heard and what I've read. Now, the irony of all of this stuff is, why are they focusing so much on a product, on a problem that can be controlled through proper diet, nutrition, and taking supplements? I have no idea. The same thing with the flu. They wanted the flu vaccine. And we have tens of thousands of people. I think 60,000 people died last year in the United States from the flu vaccine in 2018 to 2019. Well, we haven't even gotten close to 60,000 people dead in the United States yet from coronavirus. But the flu doesn't get this kind of coverage. I mean, they're shutting down the entire economic world engine. And a major dealership, one of the biggest dealerships in Central Florida called me up today. One of their top people said, what should we do? Should we close this dealership or can we keep it open? We're still profitable. I said, well, I'd take a vote. Let the people decide what they want to do. If they don't want to come in, don't let them come in. If you're profitable, you're profitable. And I said, you need to be distributing vitamin D, potassium iodide, vitamin C to all of your employees who were willing to take supplements. You need to be propping bathroom doors open so people don't touch the bathroom doors. You need to be installing touchless faucets. You need to be increasing water pressures as you wash your hands. And you need to be installing the touchless paper towel dispensers. In addition to that, you need to be sterilizing the bathroom toilets either every time somebody uses them or every 30 minutes, rotating people coming in and out of the bathrooms, keeping things super clean. Plus, avoid people touching each other's hands. Have the employees sit outside and wait for customers to come in, on benches that are spread apart. Make sure you tell the customers that you're not going to shake any hands and you're going to maintain social distancing. This is a huge dealership. It's huge. I mean, they have thousands of cars in inventory. So this is the thing I tell my friends that basically own dealerships. I say, look, here's the deal. This is what I would do. And, and they have auto doors on several parts of the dealership. They open and close automatically. I said, I would go and lock all the other doors, put signs on the doors. We're only using the auto doors now so nobody touches door handles. And I would keep the dealership open because I said, if all of these people, these hundreds and hundreds of employees who work here, if they all get laid off, and you guys get laid and shut the dealership down, I don't even know how deep the pockets are of the owners of this dealership, how long they can sustain this. Because remember, you have to look at the cost of this dealership. You got hundreds of millions of dollars in plant and equipment and inventory that has to be maintained and floor plan that has to be paid. I mean, how long can that be paid by this dealership, by the owners of this dealership, in the event of a full close down? Just maintain social distancing. If you have to, you can allow also to give your people the opportunity to wear masks if they'd like. So, guys, it's one of these things. We're all in this together. That's why I pray for you guys every day. I mean, I stationed angels around you guys today. I pled the blood of Jesus over you guys today. I put a hedge of thorns around you guys today. I prayed for God to continue to direct you and to guide you and to bless you and to keep you healthy. And I prayed Psalm 91 over you today. And that's what we have to do. But getting all wrapped up in fear and just laying around and trembling in the corner of your house and shaking in fear, which some people are doing, by the way, isn't going to accomplish anything. I mean, it's like Trump did say. He was right about this. Perhaps this cure for this is more dangerous than the actual virus going through the population. And he said that most medical people, and this is true, would rather have you full quarantine to have this thing stop. Well, guys, here's what what are you going to do? Everybody quarantines, but this stuff still is prevalent in somebody's family. Everybody goes back to work again in a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, and somebody's still cycling this through their family. They're still a carrier, and the whole thing starts all over again. Guys, this is a bioweapon. It's doing what it was designed to do. And our immune systems, if we give them what they need, they do what they're designed to do too. Anyhow, that's my opening. Austin, what do you think, buddy? What's your first story?
Well, that's really well said. And, that's one thing I had a conversation with my friend last night is, we know that this virus is beatable. We know that it's primarily attacking people as far as they're having really, really, really bad issues with it that already have a compromised immune system. I mean, there's still been a lot of people that have recovered that have gotten it, and it does take a little bit of time. But we've seen that the supplementation like vitamin C and D3 are crucial in recovering from this. And that's kind of the pet peeve that I had yesterday again, because I watched that interview that Trump did where he's, basically acting like, hey, everything's cool. No reason to even do this. Don't even know why we shut anything down. Everything's going to open up in 2 weeks again. Nothing to see here. Well, guys, I've been saying this for months now. this is starting to appear that this is probably one of the biggest psychops ever perpetrated onto the American population. At one rate, we have this virus that's very real and spreading. At the same time, we have the mainstream media that's trying to sell as much fear and panic as they can. And the other way, we have the United States president who's basically saying, hey, the flu's a bigger deal. This is nothing. It's not a problem whatsoever. We're going to reopen in 2 weeks. At the same time, we basically shut down the entire United States economy to a standstill. At the same time, we have these unbelievable totalitarian laws, rules, and regulations being slowly thrusted upon the populace with almost zero pushback. And this is what I've said. What is the easiest way to control a patriot population? Basically scare them into believing if they go outside, they're going to catch this stuff. Now, ironically enough, I talked to another friend this morning, and he was watching an interview with DeSantis last night, and they said that yesterday, or over the last 2 days, between Monday and Tuesday, 196 flights came into the state of Florida from New York. 196 flights. That's what DeSantis said. And he said all these people now that have gotten off these flights from New York, they have to self-quarantine for 14 days. Well, that's good and great. They have to self-quarantine. But we have all the grocery stores still open, which they have to be essentially. Gas stations, hospitals, all these places are still open. So now we have people fleeing New York by the droves after this stuff is already spread. I mean, they're pushing almost 20,000 confirmed cases in New York that they've actually tested. I mean, it's like 16,000. I mean, it's growing like, you know, like 1,000 a day. This is a problem because, as we've already seen with this stuff, it's got an incubation rate of like 2 to 3 weeks. It's insane. So it's highly probable that a lot of these people that are coming from New York and all of these planes, the likelihood of at least some of them carrying this virus is highly likely, which means now Florida, more than likely, is about to turn into another epicenter because New York won't ground flights. It's funny because we see these things going on where you need to stay at home. You need to do this. We're not letting people in from Europe. But now we have New York, which essentially the only way to control it is the whole entire state needs to be fully isolated. It needs to be isolated. People don't need to be having flights coming in and out. People, movement, staying in their homes, going out, that's up to them, whatever they want to do. I'm not going to tell a state. But Florida needs to bar that and say, hey, listen, we don't want flights coming in from New York. We don't need any of you guys down here. It's funny how people always want to stay in these really liberal states and push their liberal agenda when everything's good and great. They want to push their socialist and communist mindset on everybody and their state and try to completely and totally ruin their own state. And then when everything goes to crap, where does everybody always want to go? Texas and Florida. Really, when you think about it, it's so frustrating to me because we're down here in Florida. You know, so far we have some incidences down here, but overall it's been moderately contained, and now we're probably going to see an absolute explosion down here over the next couple weeks when all these individuals start getting tested that came in from New York. And so one thing that was frustrating with Trump's speech yesterday, or his interview that he did, I should say, is that he again didn't say anything remotely about strengthening your immune system. He said, we need to practice, you know, social distancing, and we need to make sure we wash our hands, you know, a couple times a day, and everything's going to be fine. Okay, well, add on top of that, you need to make sure you're keeping your diet clean and staying away from sugar and processed foods and exercising and getting fresh air and making sure you're using proper sanitation and taking proper supplementation that's already been shown for decades to fight viruses. This isn't a novel idea. D3 and vitamin C have been used for decades. Research is out the kazoo. We have it posted on the website. This isn't new. This isn't some conspiracy theory people are trying to peddle. It's realistic. And whether or not, you know, it's a specific virus or not, vitamin C and D3 are very effective on what they do on that. And so people need to understand that what he's doing right now, all these things that are going on right now, are a giant psychological operation on the American public. I mean, let's call it for what it is. Nobody's saying the same thing. Everybody's pushing different agendas, different ways. I mean, we had this. All they needed to do with this stimulus bill, if they wanted to give people free money and try out socialism, okay, and then freeze the mortgages and freeze the credit card interest and freeze the student loan interest and defer them out for 30, 60, 90, 120 days and let the banks eat it. That's all they need to do with it. And they're saying, well, we need to, Pelosi goes, we need $300 million for refugee resettlement funds. And we need to basically give this multi-billion dollar package to all these giant companies like cruise lines who don't even pay income tax. This whole thing, guys, we're being lied to about it. At the same time, we're seeing the giant tyrannical grip completely and totally entrench itself on the American populace. Now you see in California now, they're now saying in California that they're going to start using drones to monitor what's going on in California. They said police in California are planning to use drones to possibly enforce quarantine. San Diego Police Department is considering using drones outfitted with speakers to educate the public about the dangers, exactly like China did. Captain Vern Saley of the police department emphasized, oh, but we're not going to use the drones to enforce people staying at home. We're not going to do that. We're just going to use drones to fly around with mega speakers to tell people that they need to stay in their homes and inform them they need to stay home, but we're not going to use them to enforce people to stay home. Guys, they talk out of both sides of their mouth. I mean, let's be real about what these guys are doing right now. And we're seeing more and more and more the grip of tyranny come down and take up everything that's going on. You guys saw recently as well, I saw there's basically another executive order that Trump signed yesterday that essentially allows the government to take anything they want from any person or company without consent and without paying you, and even if they do pay you, because they're saying now if it's a national emergency and it's something they need, like say you've stocked up on toilet paper or you've stocked up on food or you've stocked up on face masks and you are hoarding these items, this is what they said in the article, if you are hoarding these items and we find out, we now have the right to seize them from you with or without pay because you can't be hoarding them. You only need what you need right now, and that's all you need to be basically preparing for. This is executive order Trump just signed. So what's the deal then? Is this thing going to be over in 2 weeks and everything's going to be hunky-dory by Easter and this virus is just going to burn itself out and everything's going to be fantastic? Or is Trump doing this to try to pacify the patriots and keep everybody in line as long as they can? Because remember, he's already demanded that they have a vaccine ready by the end of April. Now, whether or not that comes about, and I mean actually for full-blown dispersal, now whether or not that actually comes into play, I don't know if they'll have it ready even that fast. Vaccines generally are supposed to take anywhere between 2 to 3 years of long-term clinical testing. These clinical tests, I think, started in the back of the end of February. They started clinical testing on these vaccines. So they're talking about having maybe 2 to 3 months maximum of testing on them, which you can't even begin to see the long-term side effects of any vaccine by testing it for 2 to 3 months. That's an absolute joke. But yet, he's demanding we have a vaccine ready, but now he's saying that we're going to be out by April. What is it here? Are we going to have a vaccine roll out by Easter? I mean, this is kind of the quandary that I think a lot of people are finding themselves in, Dad, is they're so confused about the information that's going out. And now at the same time, we have the Fed who's propping up the market literally like a peg leg pirate. Oh, nothing to see here. We have a double amputee, but we're basically going to put him on a stool and pretend that nothing's going on. Nothing's fine. He can completely walk fine. We'll just keep dumping $4 trillion in quantitative easing in the market and buying up everything unlimitedly. They push the market up, whatever, 2,000 points yesterday, and everybody goes, oh, it's rallying again. I saw articles coming out, like on Market Watch. It's rallying again. We all need to get back in. It's about to shoot back up again. You know, the Fed said they're going to save us. It's going to go back up. We need to go ahead and do it. And it may actually start going back up again. I mean, I guess when you buy up all the stocks and all the corporations and loan enough loans to prop everybody up, at some point in time, you can manipulate the market in any direction you want, even if they want to push it back up again. I mean, I don't know. I mean, this is exactly where we're seeing, and now we're seeing still this Earn It bill constantly being pushed by Senator Lindsey Graham, which I talked to you guys about last week, which demands that websites follow a list of best practices that is going to be headed by a 19-man group led by Attorney General Barr, and they've made zero clarity on what they're actually going to make as best practices, and of course they're going to discuss the aspects of banning encryption and guarantee law enforcement legal access to any digital message across the country. Again, nobody's been talking about this except for alternative media, Fox News, CNN. Nobody's brought this bill up on what level of privacy. Pretty much, put it this way, if this bill goes through, the level of free speech online and your level of phone internet, which is very abysmal as it is right now, will literally cease to exist. You can pretty much guarantee at any point in time, any email, any media, any social media, any text message, any phone call, anything that has electronic footprint whatsoever, they're not even going to have to hide it anymore in the NSA or pretend they get some type of FISA warrant. They're literally just going to monitor it 24/7. So when you make a comment to somebody and say, hey, yeah, you know, I'm getting ready for this, I'm getting ready for that, they're going to show up at your house possibly because law enforcement is going to have this. They're going to say, hey, bud, you sent a text message out to one of your buddies and you told him that you were getting ready. We need to have that clarified. What are you getting ready for? Because you need to be very specific. If it's something we don't like or it doesn't meet the best practices in the list that we have that you don't even know what it is, we're going to have to basically red flag you, bud. And we're going to have to show up at 4:30 in the middle of the night and SWAT you and basically come in your house and seize all your guns because, you know, you can't be talking about this on text message. You can't talk about this in general. You can't do any of this. And always remember, they're sitting here saying that law enforcement have legal access to any digital message. Well, does that also mean, too, that the voice, the media, the data, and the location that Google and all these other apps that you basically give permission to, because you can give permission to your microphone anytime you set up any of these social media apps, just about any apps, they have permission to listen on your microphone 24/7, 365. So is that going to get blanketed in along with this? So all this information that social media gathers on you when they listen to every conversation you have around your cell phone, is that going to be transferred and data logged and basically swept into a database with law enforcement, and it's going to go through with keywords, so you're not even going to be on the phone, you're not even going to be on text message, you're going to be sitting there having a conversation, your phone's going to be sitting in the living room, and you're going to make a comment about something, and they're going to say, that doesn't follow our best practices, sir, we have to ask you what's going on, we need to basically red flag you now. I'm just speculating, but this bill is so ominous and it's so open to interpretation that literally, if it gets passed, it will give the carte blanche immunity to do whatever they want. And again, nobody's talking about it. Trump hasn't come out and basically said, guys, this is not something we need to do right now. We need to be focused on the economy and the health of the American populace, not about passing an EARN IT bill so we can ban encryption and make sure we can listen to everybody's phone conversations, text message, all the time, 24/7. I haven't heard anything about that. It's supposed to be hunky-dory by Easter. Everything's great by Easter. So understand what's being lied to us about and understand what we're being told and make sure you realize what's going on and continue to be pushing your representatives and your senators and your Congress. If you have access to them, find out who they are, email them, call them, and tell them this is not the time now. It's never the time, but especially right now, it's not the time to be pushing tyrannical laws into place so you can monitor the population, basically, so you can push your New World Order agenda, Dad. That's pretty much what we have to start doing right now.
And again, Austin, everybody's got to look back at who's doing this. It's the central banks. The central banks are running the EBT cards now. The central bank will be giving you money directly. The central banks are buying everything. It's the same people. It's always the same people. That's what, we're one of the only shows that continually point it out. People say, well, we don't know who's doing this. We know who's doing it. We tell you guys all the time. It's the Kabbalists. It's the central bank. It's the Shabbat members. It's the guys who worship the snake in the tree named Einsop. This is the, I tell you the name of their god. I tell you the snake. I tell you the name of their religion. I tell you everything. I tell you who they are. It's the Satanists. These are the guys that run the planet, have run the planet since the very beginning. It just is what it is. The benign Nephilim, the sons of the fallen, they consider themselves a progeny in the very DNA of Lucifer himself. This is who does it. They were the Druids. They were the human sacrifice people. You know, yesterday, it was so funny. I had a good friend basically send me Hosea chapter 4. And, you know, I'm going to read you this real quick. And I'm just going to read you the whole chapter. Because, you know, we always quote Hosea 4:6 that my people perish for a lack of knowledge. But I want to kind of read you the whole book of Hosea real quick. And this is really important. And this is why Israel was one of the reasons that Israel got scattered, okay, and got written out of prophecy, and how the Zionists have written them back into prophecy. Here's what it says. Hosea chapter 4, verse 1. Hear the now, guys, if you want to fuss, you fuss at somebody else over this. I'm reading you the word of God now. So if you want to get mad and say, oh, I can't believe it's anti-Semitic, blah, 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 deal with God. You got to take it to a higher source. This ain't Ted Brower saying this. This is the word of God. Hear the word of the Lord, you Israelites, because the Lord has a charge to bring against you who live in the land. There is no faithfulness, no love, no acknowledgement of God in the land. There is only cursing, lying, murder, stealing, and adultery. They, the Israelites, break all bounds, and bloodshed follows bloodshed. Because of this, the land dries up, and all who live in it waste away. The beasts in the field, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea are swept away. But let no one bring a charge, let no one accuse another, for the people, you people, are like those who bring charges against the priest. You stumble day and night, and the prophets stumble with you. So I will destroy your mother. My people are destroyed from a lack of knowledge because you've rejected my knowledge. I also reject you as my priest because you've ignored the law of your God, and I will also ignore of your children. The more priests there were, the more they sinned against me. They exchanged their glorious God for something disgraceful. Now, this is who Jesus Christ – I'm breaking in here. This is a sidebar right here from me, Al. This is who Jesus Christ was talking to with the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the leaders of the Jewish people in the book of John. He said that you guys are the children of Satan, that your father is the devil. I'm going to repeat that verse again. The more priests there were, the more they sinned against me. They exchanged their glorious God, that be the great I am, for something disgraceful. They feed on the sins of my people and relish their wickedness. This is who Jesus called out. And it will be like people, like priests, I will punish both of them for their ways and repay them for their deeds. They will not eat but have had, they will eat but not have enough. They will engage in prostitution but not flourish because they have deserted the Lord to give themselves to prostitution, old wine and new wine to take away their understanding. My people consult a wooden idol. Now we're talking about Baal, Asherah, and Moloch. And a diviner's rod speaks to them. The spirit of prostitution leads them away. They are unfaithful to their God. They sacrifice on the mountaintops, Baal, Asherah, and Moloch again, and burn offerings on the hills, the same thing, under the oak, under the poplar, and the terebinth, where the shade is pleasant. They do it as fertility rituals. I'm adding that from the Canaanite religions. Therefore, your daughters turn to prostitution, your daughters-in-law to adultery, and I will not punish your daughters when they turn to prostitution, nor your daughters-in-law when they commit adultery, because the men themselves consort with harlots and sacrifice and shrine prostitutes. A people without understanding will come to ruin. Guys, that's what Hosea chapter 4 says. This is the same group that has taken the Kabbalah and the Zohar and have used that book, that religious practice of Kabbalah, to worship this snake in a tree named Ein Sof and all of its sub-demons, and have the rocking in front of the temple while they're praying, simulating a sex act with these demonic gods. This is the same group that runs the Federal Reserve Bank. This is the same group that is now sending out digital cards. This is the same group that basically controls Nancy Pelosi, that sick old bag, and basically tells her to put $300 million for resettlement programs. Germany's closed its borders except for illegal immigration. They're still allowing people to come in from other countries who want to immigrate to Germany who have no means of support. The people who have come in from these other countries who have no personal hygiene, who don't even know how to use toilets, they're spreading this stuff everywhere all over Europe. Look at Italy. This is what's happening right now. It's the international banking cartel, the Rothschilds, the boys who put together the Federal Reserve Act, the Reserve Act of 1913, the boys who blackmailed Woodrow Wilson, the group that basically took down Building 7, as far as I'm concerned, is the group that's running the planet, and their religion is the Kabbalah. And they're the ones that are doing all of this stuff. They're the ones that are telling their people, because they control the media also, not to talk about natural remedies, not to talk about vitamin C and vitamin D and potassium iodide, but to let the people run a course with what's happening to sell more pharmaceuticals because there's more drug money in that. Remember what it says in the book of Revelation about these guys, these sorcerers, these guys who deal in these drugs and how they're going to meet their end together? I'm paraphrasing. Guys, God doesn't like any of this stuff. He built us a certain way, expects us to eat a certain way, expects us to live a certain way. That's why he gave us his word, his Ten Commandments, his laws, and what we should and shouldn't do. That's why he taught us in the New Testament to walk in love. But, you know, finally, had a pastor friend send me this today. I've been trying to get him to talk for weeks now about telling his congregation about what to do as far as supplements. And sure enough, the other day on Instagram, he went up and showed our supplements and several other company supplements and said, I've been taking these products to stay healthy. He finally brought this up to the attention of his flock, but he did it on Instagram and not in the sermon, which he should have done in the sermon. But New York City hospitals are now treating coronavirus patients with vitamin C. I mean, hello? Hello? Seriously sick coronavirus patients. You got to be seriously sick now to get vitamin C. In New York State's largest hospital system are being given massive doses of vitamin C based on promising reports that it helped people in hard-hit China, the Post has learned. Dr. Andrew G. Weber, a pulmonologist and critical health care specialist affiliated to Northwell Health Facilities on Long Island, said his intensive care patients with coronavirus immediately received 1,500 milligrams of intravenous vitamin C, which, by the way, is not nearly enough. But think about it. You have to be in intensive care and basically almost dead before they give you vitamin C intravenously. Identical amounts of the powerful antioxidants have been readministered 3 to 4 times a day, he said. So in other words, they're giving like 6,000 milligrams of vitamin C intravenously. Each dose is 16 times more than the National Institutes of Health daily recommendation. Cuts in German means to throw up. So if I say cuts, it means I'm puking here. The regime is based on experimental treatments and administered to people with the coronavirus in Shanghai, China, Weber said. The patients who receive vitamin C did significantly better than those who did not get vitamin C, said. Now, here's the irony of all of this stuff. They're doing significantly better when they're in intensive care, okay? They're in intensive care. Now, why don't you give them the vitamin C before they have to go through intensive care? Then he goes on to say the vitamin C is administered in addition with such medicines as the anti-malaria drug, hydroxychloroquine. Weber 14 says vitamin C levels in coronavirus patients drop dramatically when they suffer sepsis. Okay, I had a friend of mine just die of sepsis 2 weeks ago because his family did not listen to me when I told him he'd be on intravenous vitamin C. He died, 67 years old. Good friend I've known for many years, died. His wife refused. His wife was absolutely an unbelievable liberal communist, and no matter what Ted Brower said, because I'm a libertarian, I'm a Christian, it was the opposite of what would be done. I'm not going to go there right now, though. It makes all the sense in the world they try to maintain this level of vitamin C. Guys, why don't we just, start doing that to start with? They brought in 5 tons or 50 tons of vitamin C in the Wuhan. A clinical trial on the effectiveness of intravenous vitamin C on coronavirus patients began February 14th in Wuhan, China, the epicenter of the pandemic. The randomized triple-blind study will involve an estimated 140 participants and is expected to complete by September the 30th. Now, they don't have to complete it by September the 30th. They don't have to do that. They can complete it within 30 days if the people are still alive or not. But guys, this is where we are right now. We've been telling you vitamin C, and by the way, we still have you can still get 6 bottles of vitamin C. We have another batch coming in on Friday. Both my suppliers now have told me they're out after this. This is it. So as soon as that batch gets in, we're going to let you get up to 6. And as soon as we get a certain level of inventory, we go down, we have to restrict it back to 1 again because we don't know when we're going to get it again. So I told Austin yesterday, I said, we're going to let our listeners have the shot at getting 6 of these for their family. And we got these orders coming in. The order will be here on Friday. So if you're waiting for your order, you put it over the weekend. We ordered to fill as many orders as we could with what we had in inventory. We've got more coming in on Friday, and we'll get them all out on Friday. It's going to be a super busy day at Health Masters on Friday. And by the way, I want to thank you again for keeping your phone calls short and putting orders in only with Steve. It's very, very, very important to us right now because we don't have the staffing to be talking to people for 30 and 40 minutes. So thank you. I love you guys. All right, that's enough, Austin. What do you think, bud?
Oh, that's absolutely right. I mean, by the way, I pulled up the numbers. New York City is at like 16,000 cases. The actual state of New York is like 25,000 cases now, which still, again, it's boggled my mind why they're allowing flights to leave to go spread all over the country from pretty much the epicenter of where this is going on. And so you have to look at the reasoning and everything that's going on behind it. And I think you nailed it spot on, Dad. It almost appears, and this, you just kind of got to look at this and almost look at it with these weighing scales. It's almost like they're trying to keep people as calm as possible with Trump on one side. He's basically one side of the narrative. At the other side, you have the mainstream media talking about it nonstop day and night. In the middle, you have actually really what's going on in the country. And then on the outskirts of both of those, you have this tyrannical regime coming in trying to control, monitor, and push all this stuff, and it's turning into this big, giant hodgepodge. The issue they're going to run into is, like Dad just said, New York. If they're administering vitamin C to all these patients, if they start getting good results, that's fantastic. That's exciting. I'm really, really happy that they're starting to do that. I'm actually glad the Post actually posted something realistic about what's going on. But the issue with it is, on top of that, it's about to make it unbelievably difficult to get any vitamin C now in the near future. Because if New York buying this stuff up by the metric ton, which I can guarantee you right now, if they have this many cases and vitamins, because you got to remember, the nurses and doctors that are in the middle of this, they're not complicit in this. These guys are unbelievably overwhelmed right now. I've talked to a couple people in the medical field, and I mean, their level of stress and cortisol, and I have to commend them for a lot of these guys still going in and working right now. Because I don't know if I would do it. If I was a medical doctor or a nurse and you have it in a giant hospital completely full of coronavirus patients, I don't know if I'd continue to keep working. Especially, I mean, I'd be like, dude, I'm done. Like, you guys can figure it out on your own if you guys are not going to at least continue this. And that's why I think they started introducing vitamin C. Because I can guarantee you got a couple of medical doctors in there that were probably pretty sharp. I mean, there's some sharp doctors in New York. And they probably said, dude, vitamin C is working in China. Vitamin C's worked for 50 years. Why are we not using this? Let's try it. And all of a sudden it worked, and they went, okay, roll it out. Let's do it. Obviously nothing else is working. Let's do the vitamin C. What's the worst thing that happens? There's no significant side effects from doing intravenous vitamin C. I've done it dozens upon dozens of times. Dad's done it. Mom's done it. Lana's done it. Just about everybody I know that's basically had access to it has done high doses of vitamin C. The problem is next you're going to start running into is a shortage of IV bags. That's already been a problem before. You're going to start having all these patients that are constantly getting these vitamin C IVs. They're start running out of IV. So what they're going to have to start doing is they're going to start administering it orally, which is also very effective. You just have to use a higher dose, and you have to use a high enough of a quality that you can get it in the patient without causing basically bowel distress, which gives you diarrhea. You guys know that if you take too much of it, it starts basically causing that to happen, which is even more of an issue if you're dealing with a corona patient, because, and that's one of the reasons why I think they've gone to intravenous. Because now you think about it, now if you have a patient unbelievably sick with coronavirus, you give them too much dosage of vitamin C and they're in a hospital bed already like half coherent, and they start having just violent diarrhea. It's not a pretty picture. Just leave it at that. So it's something you have to watch out for. So again, I think it's more important, it's more effective to keep your immune system strong and keep this vitamin C dosages high in your body. So if you do actually get exposed to this stuff and you do possibly contract it, your body's going to be able to fight it off pretty good. It's like when we read on the article from one of our listeners and customers that sent us that from, I think it was Singapore, South Korea. I don't have her article in front of me. I talked about almost a month and a half ago now. And she said that she had been hammering the D3 and vitamin C, and she got coronavirus positive. And she went in there. They basically gave her a couple meds, kept taking the vitamin C and D3. She said she kicked it in like 4 or 5 days. By a couple days later, she was tested negative for it and didn't contract it on the last email that she sent us. Didn't have a relapse. That's great. That's fantastic news. So, again, it's something to be aware of that's going on. They're also now starting to report whether or not this is accurate for what they're using this for. I don't know, but they've started bringing in giant reefer trucks. There's a couple alternative media sites that have been picking up on it as well. These big reefer trailers they're using, whether or not they're using them for morgues, whether or not they're using them for supplies, I don't know what they're using them for, but I know that they're going to start having an issue with body as far as disposal pretty soon now. You start having this many people die in that type of a city, you can't just go out and basically dig a mass grave. I mean, as sad as that is, you have to start basically cremating them because the virus can spread. It can contaminate everything around it. Interesting times we live in right now. And so, again, this is why we keep telling everybody, continue to stay prepped, continue to use wisdom. Don't be running around getting involved with a bunch of people and doing all this stuff right now. But it's something that definitely needs to be told and needs to be brought up, because this is the, you know, I'm telling you guys, what's going to happen next is they're going to do a national plan to vaccinate everybody. That's going, I mean, there's been repeated articles now and just rumors of it swirling around of what they're trying to do. And I mean, you already have Israel now tracking people's phones if they've suspected or confirmed cases. You've already started to talk about in California that they're going to start doing drone dispersals to tell people the dangers of coronavirus, which, I mean, that's the stupidest excuse I've ever heard in my life. They could at least come up with a better lie than that. I mean, that's pathetic. And so now the next step, if all these things are in place, think about it for a second. All these things get into place now over the next month. You got drones. You got tracking on the phones. If they pass this EARN IT bill, they can monitor everything. At that point, and they're telling everybody to shelter in place. At that point, they roll out a national vaccine mandate and tell everybody you got to get a vaccine. You got to get lined up. Everybody's not going to know what to do because you're basically going to be already monitored. And that's why Dad and I discussed in detail yesterday about basically putting your cell phone in a microwave, unplugged, of course, don't turn it on. And if you want to basically turn your phone off, you don't want to have any, if you can't do that, you wrap it up in aluminum foil. And people go, oh, that's such a crazy idea. That's such conspiracy theory. I'm telling you guys, and Dad said it for years, and I used to always laugh at him, but now all the things he said about these phones is coming true. They're a legitimate slave tracker. That's what they are. Everybody keeps them, on their person, majority, most of the time. Unless you're out doing something and you forget it, majority of people have their phones with them. So if you're driving around and they don't want you to be driving around, they're going to give you a little notification on your phone. You need to return home immediately. This is a mandated quarantine. You go home right now. You're going to go, I'm not going home right now. I got to go do this. I got to do that to do. Then all of a sudden, guess what? They can track you pinpoint accuracy with law enforcement and find out right where you're at. They can issue a law enforcement stop, or they can have National Guard stop you. So the cell phones, in my opinion, are going to be something that you're really going to have to debate whether or not you want to use on a regular basis in the near future. This is why I've encouraged everybody for years, and I don't even know if you can get a lot of this stuff anymore, is basically the high-end, high-frequency, high-power radios that can operate on ham frequency and, you know, back and forth. You can change the different antennas on them, so if you want to do a longer antenna and have your ham license and go to repeaters, you can go further out. If you want to use a small one in local areas and basically keep your conversations quiet, you can do that as well. But that's something that everybody needs to be looking at right now. I've been into radios for years, because those are something that's very difficult to track, especially if you get a good basic radio that doesn't have the GPS system in it, and it's basically just a basic old school ham radio you can use to talk to one another, because you got to be able to communicate. That's one of the biggest things, if you'll ever notice, with military, with law enforcement, with anybody that's in security, anybody that's doing patrols, is communications. You have to have comms. You have to be able to communicate with one another. If you can't, you're blind in the water, because if you have one person over in another neighborhood and another person at, you know, your retreat or compound and another person area, if nobody has comms and everybody just has their cell phones that they're chatterboxing on, if they want to basically put a stop to that real quick, they either track you down or, better yet, they just shut down the cell service. Every single hurricane that I've ever been in, down here in Florida, in recent history at least, that I can remember being directly involved in, after a hurricane, there's no cell phones. There's no internet. There's no communications. You go straight to comms, radios. That's it. Because essentially the cell phone communication gets so overloaded by individuals trying to call, it shuts the whole system down. Not to mention sometimes a lot of them get damaged in hurricanes and tornadoes. So they're done. There's no more communication. So your friend that you would prep with that's on the other side of the neighborhood or the other side of the city, you know, now you got to figure out how to communicate with them. Well, if you can't drive around, or if there's flooding and trees are down, now you got to deal with that. Well, if the National Guard starts dropping the hammer and starts basically doing checkpoints, how are you going to basically get over to check on one another if you can't be riding around? Just something to think about and really understand that this is something that's going to progress. Trump's on one side of the narrative, talking it down to keep the population submissive. You got the other hand that the media is hyper-frenzying it up and trying to scare everybody to basically put them in a submission for a tyrannical government. And then you have the truth somewhere in the middle that you have to differentiate in between. And that's where we're trying to basically go through the media, go through the alternative media, go through the news, go through our contacts that we have, and try to give you a straight-line narrative of what's really going on the best we can. Because I'll tell you right now, Dad and I still
still don't know everything that's going on. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I know everything that's going on. I'm trying to figure out myself with a lot of it and try to talk to people around the country still and get emails and phone calls and text messages on a regular basis. Dad and I are both, our phones blow up all the time right now. Everybody's calling us up, asking us what to do with this. At the same time, we got people telling us this, and we're telling people that. So we can all kind of communicate of real-life situation that's going on the ground. And as we told you, we're going to stay here and open as long as Health Masters we can. We're registered as basically a grocery store. So we're key essential distributor here in Central Florida. We're going to stay open. We're going to try to keep keeping everybody informed on this show. And we're going to keep trying to provide everybody with the highest quality supplements that we can, so that if something does really start to outbreak and this thing really does spread and we start having tens of millions of people infected, which I don't know if it's going to go to that. I pray it's not going to go to that. But if it does, we're going to give you guys the supplements to at least best continually keep your immune system as strong as possible, Dad, over here at Health Masters. That's at least my goal.
Well, my goal too, also. We're doing the best we possibly can. I mean, that's all we all can do. Remember what Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, the plans for hope and for future and not for evil." And you know, and we need to realize that, guys, that God is here for us. And we need to understand that we have hope. Titus 1:22 says, "Paul, a servant of God and apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of faith in God, of God's elect and their knowledge of the truth, which accords with godliness and hope of eternal life, which God, who never lies, promised us before the ages began." And it's in Titus 3:7, "So that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." I mean, you know, think about that for a second, guys. I mean, we, you know, this is not our world that we live in. This is Lucifer's bunch that runs this thing. You know, we're not of this world. We've been set apart, and we need to understand who we are. Now, that doesn't mean that we have to basically, you know, be depressed or whatever. I mean, we can walk in love and happiness and glory, and we can pray the things that are not as if they were. We can have faith. We have all these things that we have right now. 1 Peter 1:3 says, "Blessed be the God of the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Romans 5:2-5 says, "Through him we have also obtained access by faith into his grace, in which we stand." We're in the grace of God. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Guys, we have hope through that. So no matter what you go through, they're calling this sufferings. This would be like your stock market breaking down, your family getting sick, or whatever happens. We're saying that we have hope in God through all of this stuff, and it doesn't make any difference. It says, "Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer," Romans 12:12. And this is what we have to understand, is that, you know, Romans 15:13, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." Guys, we have to have hope in a future. But we have to tell the truth. We have to have faith, and we have to have action. Both of those are needed. See, guys, I prayed for you today. I mean, I really had a prayer time with you guys this morning. And I want you to know, I'm believing God, and I'm hoping and praying for all of you that you all walk in divine health, that you all are blessed beyond measure, shaken down, running over, so your cup cannot contain it, that you'll have all of your needs met according to your riches and glory. I pray that. I do that for all of you every single day, and I really pray it in earnest for you today. Because like Austin said, we've got double-minded speech coming out. Trump, oh, this is no big deal. Oh, Fauci saying, oh, this is the end of the world, you know, metaphorically. All of this stuff back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The only reason they're doing this is to create instability, to allow them to force cognitive dissonance on you, to put you into a state of learned helplessness. That's why they're doing this, so they can implement all these draconian things they've been having these dreams about doing for the last 20 or 30 years. They're behind their schedule, and now they're pushing it all through because we're all being distracted by Donald Trump, who basically is a Rothschild cutout. It always has been. And we have to understand, we have to obey what the Word of God says, not what these guys say. By the way, the post office is now saying they're about bankrupt. They're saying that lack of mail now, that the Postal Service will not survive this summer because lawmakers warn it basically could go bankrupt. And here's why. Because businesses have been closed down. we didn't think about it. The post office doing this. Businesses have been closed down. And so they're not getting near the mail volume they used to do. And so, guys, think about this for a second. Is the solution for this, as far as quarantine, worth the cost we're going to play? If we're going to just flatten the curve out and everybody's going to get it, it's going to get it anyhow, what difference does it make? Let this thing do what it's going to do. Open the country back up. Open up the global domestic product, the world engine of commerce, and let this thing do what it needs to do and basically pray for our protection from God Almighty. Yep. The great I am, and take our supplements, and just don't be running around coughing on people. Don't be going to church and coughing if you're sick. Just rely on God and use common sense. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Also, finish it up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
That was really well said, and that's the same thing that I've had numerous people tell me is, you know, this thing is going to do whatever it's going to do. This whole draconian measure to try to lock everybody down and force them into submission isn't going to stop the virus magically. That's what's so funny about these people. You need to social distance, and you need to not go out. You need to stay in your home. You need to never go anywhere at all. Granted, you do need to use good common sense. Like Dad said, don't be coughing on people and running around and doing stuff. We probably don't need to be having concerts and NFL football games, which I don't have a better problem with that. And use wisdom. But on the other hand, too, if you're sick, what's worse than being sick? Being unbelievably broken sick with no job anymore. That's worse. Think about it. If you now got laid off and you have no income and now you get sick, now not only are you unbelievably stressed out because you're trying to figure out how to pay your bills while you're sick, you're probably not going to recover as much because of the stressors that are on you. If everything starts to spool back up and we keep everything going, it's going to do what it's going to do now. The cat's out of the bag. There is no more containing it. That was 2 months ago and not having all these flights coming in from China, which they said, oh, we stopped Chinese flights. Dude, China, how hard was it to basically fly to the Philippines and to fly to the U.S.? That's what everybody was doing, or fly to Hawaii and fly to the U.S. I mean, give me a break. It didn't stop anything. That's why there's still Chinese individuals running all over the airports with masks on 2 months ago when Savannah came home. In Orlando, I might add. This needs to be contained, but it also needs to be open for commerce, because nothing is going to make this worse than shutting down the entire country. So I'm fully in agreement with Dad on that. So again, thank you guys for the support. Bear with us right now as we do have, you know, certain delays with stuff. You know, we're trying to ship out stuff as fast as we can. Everything's getting slow around Auburndale around us. Like I said, a lot of the postal workers are already starting to go home and not come in. They're delayed on what's going on. We're still getting orders out. We still have guarantees by FedEx, UPS, post office that products are still going to get delivered. If we don't have that guarantee, I'll let you guys know. But as of right now, all of my reps in those parcel shipment companies have told me they have no intention on shutting anything down right now. So thank you for the support. If you need anything, healthmasters.com. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.